spending some time in D.C. I'm Keith Wenberg with your farm news update. Over the course of the last couple of weeks, a number of our farm groups have been spending some time in Washington, D.C., talking about the importance of farm legislation, talking with officials from the USDA, the EPA, and our congressional leaders. Scott Vanderwall is the president of the South Dakota Farm Bureau Federation and the vice president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. He just got back leading a tour in Washington, D.C. to do just that.
We sure did. We kind of had a historic trip. We took about 50 members of our South Dakota Farm Bureau out to Washington, D.C. for a fly-in to not only visit some of the agencies and embassies, but also met with all three of our people in Congress. And it was a great experience. We had all the way from board members to county presidents to rank-and-file members. We also had members of our Collegiate Farm Bureau from South Dakota State University and some high school students that were members of families that are already members. So a great cross-section, and quite a few people hadn't been to Washington, D.C. before.
So really great firsthand experience for a lot of them. But then also when you look at the congressional leaders, seeing that many voices talking about agriculture and the concerns that are out there, this is real, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And they like to see constituents. They like to see big groups. And in fact, when we were in the Capitol building waiting for Senator Thune to come in, and all of a sudden the door opened and he threw and he looked and he said, "Holy cow, I'm not used to a big group like this." So that was kind of fun too.
Scott said it was a great opportunity to visit with the congressional leaders. They also had a chance to tour through the USDA and visit with some of the USDA officials, and they spent some time talking with the EPA and the importance of agriculture as well. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Wenberg.